This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea began a closed-watch ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un, according to state media, amid signs that Pyongyang is set to announce a firmer stance toward the United States. Kim is widely expected in the next week to announce the details of his new way for North Korea following the expiration of its self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to offer a better proposal and stalled nuclear talks. State media coverage of the Workers' Party of Korea meeting offered few hints about the country's direction. The Korean Central News Agency mentioned an anti-imperialist stance and the building up of national defenses, but they gave no other details. The Taliban has assaulted an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers and injuring 4 others. An Afghan military statement said Saturday the pre-dawn insurgent bomb and gun raid took place in Helmand province, where most of the districts are controlled by the Taliban. Provincial government spokesman told VOA the assailants detonated a bomb before storming the installation. The ensuing clashes, he said, continued for several hours and both sides suffered casualties. A local Afghan official told VOA, on a condition of anonymity, the Taliban attacked and killed 17 soldiers and wounded 6 others. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that while a prisoner swap is supposed to take place Sunday, the list of individuals to be handed over between central Ukrainian authorities and Russia-backed separatists has not been finalized. The notion of an all-for-all prisoner exchange gained momentum during peace talks in Paris on December 9th amongst the so-called Normandy Four, that's Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany. This is VOA News. British counterterrorism police have arrested a 21-year-old man on suspicion of preparing an extremist act. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The suspect was arrested at a residence in East London. Police say he's being questioned on suspicion of the commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism. The property where he was arrested is being searched by police. The man has not been charged or identified. Police did not provide any details about the suspect's actions. Zaria Shackley, London.
The top U.S. diplomat criticized Iran's leadership for its crackdown ahead of protest memorials this week. VOA's Marissa Melton.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has slammed Iran for using violence and internet disruption to prevent memorials for those killed during a November crackdown on anti-government protesters. Pompeo tweeted a message saying Iranians have the right to mourn their dead. He directly accused Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei of responsibility for the killings. The Supreme Leader has the final say on religious and political issues in the Islamic Republic. According to a semi-official news agency, internet access was effectively cut off Wednesday in several Iranian provinces ahead of Thursday's memorials. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A top Kazakh official says authorities initially are looking at possible technical malfunctions or pilot error in the crash of a Beck plane that killed 12 of the 98 passengers and crew aboard Friday. Roman Skyler, deputy prime minister, said a special government commission was being sent to the site to carry out an investigation into the accident, which occurred as the Fokker 100 plane attempted to take off from the airport en route to the capital. Skyler cautioned, however, the investigation was in the early stages. Mass killings in the U.S. hit a new high in 2019, and 33 of the record 41 were shootings. More from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
I will come to you in the silence.
One of the many tragedies took place in Virginia Beach, where 12 people were killed in a workplace shooting. Bobby Dyer is the mayor there.
This is a nightmare that nobody ever wants to live.
22 people lost their lives in August at a Walmart in El Paso. Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a memorial service.
We know this evil will not overcome us.
Very shortly after that, there was shock in Dayton, where 9 people were gunned down, which led frustrated protesters to tell politicians,
"Do something! Do something!"
That is Shelley Adler reporting for EP. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.